This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
According to Just Money's large scale survey, Money and Me, gambling is seen as a viable income stretching option by those who can least afford it. Given a range of choices for making their money go further, 3% of survey respondents chose online gambling over a popular cost-cutting option. You know, those taking home less than 5,000 rand a month are four times likely, more likely to choose online gambling, with men twice as likely as women to opt for this.
So we're talking this morning, Mr. Jones, to the head of customer experience at Just Money for Responsible Gambling Month. Sarah Nicholson's joining us. Good morning. Welcome. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. Good topic to be talking about this morning.
Yes, quite interesting. A bit heavy, I suppose, if you just try to, you think about the consequences and just all the effects that it, the impact it might have. But maybe, Sarah, let's start by looking at some of the findings from the survey and what they indicated when it comes to the gambling culture currently in South Africa.
Definitely. Thank you. I think you introduced it so well. The Money and Me survey went out in September. We had over 5,500 responses coming from that. And we asked a number of questions just around, you know, how are you feeling about your money? How do you feel about your salary? How do you stretch your money? How do you manage credit and debt? And what we really saw is stretching money is top of mind for everyone, especially when it comes to the necessities. But what was concerning, as you mentioned earlier, is that there is a high increase in the number of people that are considering gambling or using gambling as a way to stretch their funds. And we saw that it is most prevalent in the lowest income levels, which could indicate that the view that some people view gambling as a potential income source. So it is concerning to see that, and we've heard a lot of noise in the media lately, and of course there's been some changes in the legislation around gambling. So it's a very important topic, and it's something to be aware of, and we're definitely seeing that people are mentioning that this is something that is challenging and influencing their lives.
Mm. You know, we've spoken about the tempting adverts that we see every time we go online and just the general aggression marketing approach that gambling companies have taken. But what are the top two reasons that people give for how they started gambling and how it got out of control?
So we didn't really cover that in the survey. We really just asked how do they stretch their money. Uh-huh. But I mean, you've touched on a really critical point. We've actually seen that according to a Geopoll study, April 2025, 83% of South African respondents have actually placed a bet. That's ranking the country first in the continent. So that's a really big, big number. And then the South African Responsible Gambling Foundation recorded a 55% rise in addiction-related contacts to their helpline in 2024 and 2025. So I think when we look at this and we understand the psychology of money and making choices, what's happening is that a lot of people are feeling very overwhelmed by the stress of money, the cost, the high cost of living, and then that often can impact the decisions that they make, and decisions are much harder to make when you're in a stress state. So I think, you know, that leads to it. And of course, there's a normalization of gambling in a lot of social media and with influencers also being sponsored by large betting companies. So that has an impact as to why people would choose this and give this an option.
You know, do you think, like talking to the people, do you think they understand that they actually have a problem, or is it a matter of they only realize once they're sitting in the losses or the consequences have caught up with them? Do we realize how much of a problem this is?
Well, what we saw from the survey is that money education is definitely challenging in South Africa. And if you don't have a good understanding of how and what is happening to your money, and the impact of gambling and taking out credit, irresponsible credit, or gambling, it then has a very, very big impact on not just your life, but your family's lives as well. So we could definitely see that there were some concerns around education and that impacting how people are making choices about their money. We're definitely seeing that financial education is challenging in South Africa and impacting why people are going down this route. We did see that people are reaching out to the gambling helplines. I just mentioned it now, so about 55% of people are actually contacting the helpline, and this was during 2024 and 2025, and the overall number of people looking for help increased from just over 2,000 in 2023 to 4,000. So I think there's an awareness, but there's also been an increase in gambling, which has led to more people actually reaching out and asking for help. But I'm not sure, you know, it's hard to say, but there is definitely a challenge, and people often only realize this very later down the road.
Yeah. So when I do realize that there's a challenge, how do I deal with that urge when it comes? And most importantly, the root of the problem, because we know that people are trying to get extra money. How do we deal with this? We're in this kind of an economy and all of that. How do we deal with this, Sarah?
Well, I think it's important to understand why are you going for the gambling. I think having that awareness is really, really important. And it's not the easiest of things to do, but there are ways to do that. But if you are looking to try and make additional money, if that's your reason for perhaps looking to go and gamble, I think there's alternative ways to actually, and more low-risk ways to get more for your money. If it's something that perhaps you're struggling with addiction, then there are ways to deal with it. One, you obviously, as you said, there's awareness and you actually have to admit the problem. And then there are different techniques in which can help you. So you need to limit your gambling payments. You can actually block access. So you can install gambling blocking apps if this is something that you're doing online, such as BetBlocker. That can actually restrict your access to sites. And you can also request self-exclusion from gambling. So this would result in someone being unable to take part in any gambling activity for 6 months. So there are ways to do it, but I think having that awareness is really important. Mm-hmm. And looking for other ways to make income is very important as well.
Yeah. All right, Sarah, I will leave it here. Thank you so much for your time. That's the head of customer experience at Just Money, Sarah Nicholson.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.